Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Are You Speaking the Right Cultural Language? Let's dive in. Your brand might be fluent in features and benefits, but if you're not speaking your audience's cultural language, you're having a conversation with yourself. Today's consumers don't just buy products, they buy from brands that understand their world, their values, and their cultural context. The difference between brands that struggle and brands that scale? Cultural fluency translates directly to customer loyalty and revenue growth. Let's start with what I call the mirror test. Cultural language isn't about demographics. It's about shared experiences and values. The question you need to ask is, when my audience sees my content, do they see themselves reflected back? Brands that pass the mirror test create instant recognition and trust, while those that don't become background noise in an already crowded marketplace. Now, to speak cultural language effectively, you need to understand my three-layer framework. The surface layer includes visual cues, slang, and trending topics your audience recognizes. The values layer represents the beliefs and priorities that drive their decisions. The identity layer is how they see themselves and want to be seen by others. Here's the key. Successful campaigns activate all three layers simultaneously for maximum cultural resonance. Want to test this immediately? Try the culture sprint. Spend 48 hours immersed in your audience's digital spaces, their social feeds, forums, and content. Document the language patterns, visual styles, and conversation topics that show up repeatedly. Then adapt one existing piece of content using these cultural insights and test it immediately. Let me give you a perfect example. Fenty Beauty's launch. Rihanna didn't just create 40 foundation shades, she spoke the cultural language of inclusion that had been systematically ignored. The brand's content featured real customers, celebrated diverse beauty standards, and used language that made everyone feel seen. The result? $100 million in sales in the first 40 days because they spoke fluent belonging to an underserved audience. The cultural language wasn't just in the product, it was in every touchpoint, from social content to retail experience. Here's your next campaign audit framework. Before you launch anything, run it through the culture filter. Does this sound like something my audience would say to their friends? If your content feels like it could come from any brand, you're not speaking their cultural language yet. Make one cultural language adjustment to your next campaign and measure the engagement difference. In a world of infinite content, cultural relevance is your unfair advantage. Brands that master cultural language don't just win customers, they build communities. When you speak their language, they don't just buy from you, they become your voice in the market. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Cultural Intelligence Report.